USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. The congressman who served as the lead counsel in the first impeachment trial against former President Trump says the alleged mishandling of classified documents poses a great risk to national security. New York Democrat Dan Goldman said on CNN's State of the Union, Trump's possession of the documents could potentially jeopardize the lives of U.S. intelligence agents. Trump's former Attorney General Bill Barr isn't mincing words about the seriousness of the indictment.
He was totally wrong that he had the right to have those documents. Those documents are among the most sensitive secrets that the country has.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Barr said Trump is, quote, toast if even half of the 37 charges are true. The Republican chair of the House Judiciary Committee claims Trump had already declassified the documents the FBI found at his Mar-a-Lago resort.
I go on the president's word, and he said he did. And the Supreme Court said that's what counts.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan acknowledged Trump could not declassify documents when he was no longer president, but he did so while he was in the White House. Major ports on the West Coast are being hit by labor disruptions.
West Coast ports, including Seattle, Los Angeles, Long Beach, and Oakland, are the ones experiencing the labor disruptions. The Port of Seattle suspended cargo operations due to a work slowdown reported by dock workers. The Pacific Maritime Association, representing port terminals, announced the slowdown, but union officials from the International Longshore and Warehouse Union disputed it. Both parties are focused on achieving a fair contract to support the thriving multi-billion-dollar shipping industry. Work slowdowns and stoppages have been ongoing for over a week across West Coast ports. I'm John Schaefer.
A major headache for East Coast drivers as a portion of I-95 in Philadelphia collapsed from a tanker fire. It's expected to impact the Monday morning commute. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Brittany Griner is okay following an incident Saturday at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. Griner and the Phoenix Mercury were on their way to a game when a man filmed himself harassing Griner about the Merchant of Death before law enforcement got involved. Griner was released last year as part of a prisoner swap with Russian arms dealer Victor Bout, who is nicknamed the Merchant of Death. The CEO of the women's workout clothing store Lululemon is standing by his decision to fire some employees who tried to stop shoplifters.
Video shows two men grabbing merchandise from the Lululemon store in suburban Atlanta and rushing out. Two workers were then seen chasing the thieves out of the store. CEO Calvin McDonald says that violates the chain's zero tolerance policy on engaging with thieves. He says the reason is to not put customers and workers in danger, adding, "It's only merchandise." The incident recalls a far worse one 12 years ago when a Lululemon employee in Bethesda, Maryland, killed her co-worker who caught her stealing merchandise. I'm Richard Johnson.
Novak Djokovic won his 23rd Grand Slam title on Sunday, taking the finale at the French Open, beating Casper Ruud in straight sets 7-6, 6-3, 7-5. The 36-year-old Serbian champ only has one person above him for most Grand Slam titles. That is Margaret Court with 24. Djokovic is tied for second most with Serena Williams. Transformers Rise of the Beasts earned the weekend box office title with $60 million. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.